The main thing that's wrong with doing nothing is that you never know when you are finished. This decision to get on board with Anchor has been one of the most amazing decisions that this ministry has made. 4 Minute Church, Pastor Oscar Smith speaking. Please give it some consideration. Podcasting, Anchor has all the tools. Every episode, you're able to put background music. They're just so helpful. And in fact, I'm using this platform to reach beyond where the 4 Minute Church ever thought it would go. So it's a good opportunity to get in touch with Anchor. And come on, let's get on board with this. Transformation. Transformation is God's program for the church. In order for God to make us into the kind of people He intends us to become, there must be a process of transformation. When God first redeems us, we are only beginning the journey towards all that we ought to be and that God intends us to be. I literally marvel at God's faith in even taking on a project of transforming somebody like me. I mean, why me, Lord? I mean, the process. Listen, the process of transformation. Let me give you an example of how the process of transformation works. Take a look at the call of Jesus to his first disciples. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." They immediately left their nets and followed him. Now, can you picture for a nanosecond? They didn't know. But here's Jesus walks up and says to you, "Use your name here. You're by the Sea of Galilee, not with your brother, maybe with your sister, maybe your cousin, maybe a friend. And you casting a net into the sea, and your profession, I mean, this is your gig, this is your hustle, this is your job, this is something you do to make money. You know, you're fishermen. This is what you do." And then he says to you, this Jesus person says to you, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Now, come on now. Let's get real here. I know I would have some questions, but they immediately left their nets and followed him. This simple scene, and I made it easy, does not contain a lot of complicated psychology, but just the essence of what just happened and what has to happen. There are two main components to Jesus saying, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Two components involved here. And we're going to talk about those components, because the first one, Jesus, and they could tell by the way Jesus was talking, he required a total commitment. And leave it all. Follow me. I'm not telling you where we're going. You just have to follow me in faith, Oscar. Put your life in my hands and let me take care of the consequences. This, if you can get a picture of this, this is essential. God cannot really work his purposes until his people are fully committed. Question, are you committed? Are you ready to follow Jesus?